For the Beaver Radio Network, Kevin Reed here with Connor Mantelli, redshirt junior kicker out of Castle Rock, Colorado. I have to look. I always say Fraggle Rock. I'm sorry. First of all, let's talk about where you're from. How close is Castle Rock to Gunnison, where we're going this Saturday?
It's about like a three-hour drive, so it's not that close, but compared to here, it's pretty close.
And how did you wind up at Bemidji State? Your previous school was Delta State. How'd you get there, and how'd you wind up here?
Yeah, so I graduated in 2021, which was during COVID, so recruiting wasn't the easiest. And one of my high school coaches, knew a coach down in Mississippi, connected me with them, and then I went there for 3 years, and then wanted to find a new opportunity, and Coach Nye, the special teams coordinator here, reached out.
As a kicker, it's often been said as a defensive back, you have to have a short memory. I think as a kicker, it's kind of the same way, because Saturday was not the easiest of days for you in Texas. How do you maintain focus and stay confident when bad things happen?
Yeah, obviously, yeah, blocked punt, blocked field goal wasn't what we wanted to happen, but I always go back to practice, and I've been kicking for so many years. Just go back to, I've done this before, I've made this kick, so just keep going back to that.
Let's talk about Saturday a little bit. What were the sidelines like during that game? Because that was a very intense game.
Yeah, it was very similar to the Augustana game, because it was Augustana game was pretty much the playoffs for us. We treated it like a playoff week zero game. So it was like that, a lot of energy, and Coach Bolte said, never be too high, never be too low, and I feel like we did that. We had some good plays, and we knew we had to finish the game, and then they responded, and we knew we still had control, and were able to finish it like we did.
One question I know a lot of folks have is, as a kicker, how often do you actually kick into the net on the sideline? How do you know when to start warming up? How do you do all of those things? I know there's experience involved, but how do you do that?
Yeah, it's almost, from talking to my kicking coach, other kickers, it's all just like personal preference, a feel. So since I do punt and field goals right now, when we're in the part of the field where we might punt, I'm constantly doing drops, making sure that I set myself up the best I can, and then once we get in the field goal range, I start kicking into the net. And then once we get to about third down for both of them, I go towards the sidelines near Coach Bolte and Coach Nye and see what they decide to do.
And that was my next question. How many times for a team have you done multiple kicking duties?
In high school I did all three, kickoff, field goal, and punt. And then when I went to college, I just did field goals my freshman year. And then this year I've been able to do all three at different parts of the year, which is awesome.
I know it's still early in the week for us as we record this on a Monday, but what's the mood of the team? How confident are the Beavers going into this game in Colorado?
Yeah, I mean, we've been confident all year. We know what type of team we have. I think it's around the nation now. People are sort of starting to get a feel for what we're about and what we can do. We think we have the guys to do it all, so we're excited for the opportunity.
Why not us, right?
Exactly.
What is your major here, Bemidji?
Business administration.
Okay. So along with administering business when you leave college, would you like to stay in football in some way?
Yeah, I'd like to. I've thought about coaching recently. I think being a kicker, I have a unique sense of, unique position. Not everyone knows about it, so I think it'd be cool to kind of use my knowledge and help other people somehow.
In your short time here, any memories about Bemidji State you'd like to share?
Homecoming, jumping in the lake. I heard about it on my visit, and we ended up winning, and it was exactly what I thought it'd be. It was awesome.
Connor, thanks for your time. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you.